Better Listen presents State of Grace with Marianne Williamson.
Okay, take the hand of the person who is next to you. Together, we all take a deep breath. We see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. We watch this light as it begins to grow larger and larger. Until now, it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. We see for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit by this same beautiful golden light. And we are here, for we have been drawn together by the power and in the presence of God. We devote our time spent together and all of our relationships to each other, to Him. We ask that His most Holy Spirit be upon us, entering into the deepest regions of our thoughts and feelings, and lifting us above the sorrows, limitations, and fears of this world, to the love and to the peace that lay beyond. And so it is. Together we all say, Amen. I'd like to read to you from the text. It's page 136 in the paperback of A Course in Miracles. It's a section called The State of Grace. Grace is the natural state of every son of God. When he is not in a state of grace, he is out of his natural environment and does not function well. Everything he does becomes a strain because he was not created for the environment that he has made. He therefore cannot adapt to it, nor can it adapt to him. There is no point in trying. A son of God is happy only when he knows he is with God. That is the only environment in which he will not experience strain, because that is where he belongs. It is also the only environment that is worthy of him, because his own worth is beyond anything he can make. Consider the kingdom you have made and judge its worth fairly. Is it worthy to be a home for a child of God? Does it protect his peace and shine love upon him? Does it keep his heart untouched by fear and allow him to give always without any sense of loss? Does it teach him that this giving is his joy and that God himself thanks him for his giving? That is the only environment in which you can be happy. You cannot make it any more than you can make yourself. It has been created for you, as you were created for it. God watches over his children and denies them nothing. Yet, when they deny him, they do not know this, because they deny themselves everything. You who could give the love of God to everything you see and touch and remember are literally denying heaven to yourself. So I'd like to talk tonight about those two paragraphs. The idea that there is a natural state, and that natural state is as it is described here, where we are giving the love of God to everything we see and touch and remember. That is our natural state. In our natural state, we're happy. So the Course in Miracles says that is not only the place where we are happy, but according to A Course in Miracles, it is the only place where we can be happy. Now, what happens for us living in the material world is that we are told in a myriad ways that if this or that happened within the material world, that will make us happy. And what we all learn, not just from books, but from our own human experience, is that sometimes we got this or that material thing that we thought would make us happy, and lo and behold, it didn't ultimately make us happy. I remember many years ago when all of this stuff was going on about how you could, you know,